she's probably on her way to the airport.
Yeah, I believe so. So we're assuming she's on her way. All right. So I'd like to call to order the Westland City Council in a special meeting tonight. It's May 16th. We are meeting in the Bolton Room. And let's go around the room quickly for introductions. Russ Axelrod, Mayor.
Brenda Perry, City Council President.
Eileen Stein, City Manager.
Alyssa Preston, HR Director.
Richard Sackwood, Counselor.
Bob Martin, Counselor.
Kathy Maloski, City Reporter.
Great. We have two items on the agenda, and I don't really, well, I guess I can find the agenda right here. There we go. The first item on the agenda is Agenda Report 2017-05-15-01, a collective bargaining agreement ratification, Resolution 2017-05, a resolution authorizing the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees Collective Bargaining Agreement. And we've reached finally a milestone of an approved agreement, so an agreement that everyone finds acceptable.
So I can move to approve the new three-year collective bargaining agreement effective July 1st, 2016 through June 30th, 2019 with the People's Assembly members and authorize the city manager to enter into the agreement.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to authorize the city manager to sign the agreement, the new AASME agreement for the collective bargaining agreement ratification, Resolution 2017-05. Any discussion? I just like to thank HR staff for a job well done. It's taken longer than we thought, but I think
the perseverance
and hanging in there. And I know it's difficult, and kept the skin reasonably thick, and but I think it's good for everybody.
Yeah,
I think it's a good agreement all around. Absolutely. It's a fair agreement, so thanks for that.
So we are working on a legislative draft, and we will be sending it to the union for them to review.
Okay.
With all of the red line changes, and then we will be signing a very clean copy. So, and it will be published online after that's done, probably in a few weeks. But if you guys have any questions or...
We don't ever learn about how they voted, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. That's their internal politics.
Yeah.
Can we get an email of a copy of the final...
Sure.
And then beyond this, is there any kind of communication that we have to, like, all staff? Do you issue something to all staff, or does HR something about reaching an agreement and that kind of thing? Is there,
We will, because there will be some substantial changes, actually. There's also a retro to their wages that will go back, so we will be emailing them. It is their responsibility to communicate with their staff and explain things because they represent the members. Certainly, if they have any questions, they can ask HR as well. But the communication that comes from us is really just, we've reached agreement. We'll give them a copy of the final agreement. But we can't really comment on how things went or that we wish it would have gone quicker any of that.
No.
But we will send something out so that they know. And I did get an email from the president this morning because he thought we were going to be doing this last night. And I explained to him the delay, but just asking, how it went and how to proceed, because we do owe a couple of things.
Okay.
So I explained that to him and sent them the legislative draft. It's, several pages.
Yeah, good.
But they can at least review it.
Good. So they know. I mean, if they have any questions, they can come to you.
I'll email them first thing in the morning and let the president at least know that this went forward and we're good to go.
Excellent. Okay.
I just really want to echo Alyssa's hard work through this process and Stephen as well. But, as you all know, there were many ups and downs on this road, and it's hard to believe that we're actually at this point finally. But, But Alyssa just did some great work, and I'm really proud of the work that she did. So.
And we appreciate it. I know it was tough at times with some of the sort of attacks and various things. So,
Thank you.
All right, let's call the roll.
Council President Perry?
Yes.
Councilor Sackwood?
Yes.
Councilor Martin?
Yes.
Mayor Axelrod?
Yes. All right, approved. Second item in the agenda is I'm placing before the council the following advisory Board member appointment to the Citizen Budget Committee, Mark Adams.
So I move to approve the Mass Citizen Advisory Group appointment.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the appointment. Call the roll, please.
Councilor Sackler?
Nay.
Councilor Martin?
Yes.
Council President Perry?
Yes.
Mayor Oxford?
Yes. All right, passes.
You didn't like the interview?
No, no.
All right, I think that's it for business. Anything else for the order? Councilor Martin?
Just something that relates to the contract. I just wanted to bring this up. Just an idea. One of the huge achievements in this contract was we regained the right to subcontract work. And, you know, I've talked about this activity-based costing all the time. And it's, I don't want to go into a lot of depth on it, but it's a way of identifying what services we provide that cost us a great deal of money and which ones we provide that perhaps don't cost us much. And so we can look at cost benefit on the different services. And the idea here is that there may be some services that we're providing that are of little value but have a high cost. There may be others that incur a lot of overhead that could be subcontracted out. And this analysis is something that requires involvement from the staff to identify the activities that are involved in producing each service and how the different costs that we have track to those activities. So it's sort of a two-stage process. And the purpose of the process is to just paint a picture of what's going on from a cost accounting standpoint. What we do with that picture is, of course, entirely up to us. And my goal in doing this study is to identify areas where we can run more efficiently. And by run more efficiently, I don't mean get rid of people or necessarily drop services. You know, we may find places where we find that we do eliminate a service that has a high overhead cost, produce that more efficiently, and then take the same people and maybe do something like we used to do with Damascus, where we farm out some of our services. So it's not about reducing employees at all, and we want to be sure people understand that. But it is about operating efficiently. It takes time to do this, and we don't need it really over the next biennium, but we will. It will be maybe to our benefit to have that knowledge when we do the next budget. So what I talked to Eileen about, and just looking for an opinion from the council about, is whether if you think it's worth looking at, I'd suggest that we start with one department. We don't take out the whole city. We just look at one department, and probably Public Works would be the best one to look at. And we try to do this. We try to learn as we go. And there are a lot of resources we can draw on that are probably free, like at Portland State, to help us with it. And then just see if we can get that clear picture of exactly how we're operating. It's the one area that I can think of that, we're trapped between. We can't raise revenue, especially for operations. We don't want to reduce services. We're running incredibly lean. So this is the only area I can see where we can go in and perhaps
improve performance. Yeah.
My thought is that really this is something that staff would need to do, because we really should not get into staffing and how performance. So, but we certainly as a council, I think, could ask our city manager to look in to a program like this, maybe with Portland State, and see if it's feasible and bring it to the council.
I one of the experiences that I forgot, Kathy, and it's very easy for these things to spin out of hand, for the scope of it to get too large. And so I don't mind doing that if we, if we've established that, that it's worth doing, if we do it on a citywide basis. But I think it's worth it for us to try a low-cost, in-house attempt at this to, before we, and then to go out if we want to do it that way. But oftentimes, I think $100,000 on the study, and it didn't lead to any savings. I mean, there are consultants who would love to study this on your dime. And what I want to do is essentially do it, as low key as I can. So the basic principles, we don't need outside consultants to do it. It's clear how to do that. The books on it. I think we can begin to look at the top level stuff. It's just like any accounting. You're painting a picture of something. Whether it's a financial picture or whether it's a cost accounting picture. And you can paint it at any level of detail. And we don't want to go down to this level of detail to spend all that money right now. So this is something we're doing.
Yeah, it's just I don't want to step into the city manager's area, which is managing how the staffing is done. So
it's not a matter of staffing. It has nothing to do with staffing.
Well, it is if you're looking at the efficiency of some processes, which really comes under the city manager. So I'm a little concerned. I think it's a good work session topic. Maybe when Lauren comes back from pregnancy leave, because she's going to be the finance director, and maybe sit down with the city manager and with Lauren and look into how we could maybe look into this.
No, I hear that.
Is usually someone with an accounting kind of background, accounting, someone in finance maybe, or coordinating with someone in operations?
There's financial accounting, which is what Lauren and Richard did, and there's cost accounting, a whole different field. And part of the problem that we have in our efficiencies is that we often have financial accountants trying to do that. That leads to all sorts of inefficiencies, and this whole field was invented actually by engineers, and it revolutionized accounting. So, I think the path that you're suggesting, Brenda, is equivalent of just saying let's not do it, and I don't see that moving us forward.
I didn't say let's not do it.
I know you didn't, but I said it's equivalent.
And this, we're not scheduled to talk about this tonight, so that concerns me as well. It's not on the agenda.
All right, let's not talk about it.
But I think it's a good thing to bring up at a work session and schedule it.
We talked a little bit yesterday about the possibility of a pilot project in one department of the city, so I'm not opposed to it. The devil's always in the details in a project like that, but, as we move into the next biennium, and we, continue to look for cost savings. I think an important piece of that exercise is going to be identifying what services the city provides. So, that's kind of the first step. But Bob and I talked about, I think it would be important, Bob, for you to kind of ferret out your thoughts about what approach that you are, you're thinking of with regard to this exercise, and we can talk with Lauren about it. So, if we kind of experiment with one particular service area, we can kind of get a better sense of whether this is a big gargantuan exercise or it's helpful to scoping out the budget, going into the next biennium. But I think it is a good idea to schedule it for work session.
And I don't want you to think I'm against it, because I'm not.
I would suggest if the city manager is open to looking at it, that you just coordinate with the city manager and take a look at it and scope it out and come up with some ideas and move that forward. I think it sounds like a fine idea.
Well,
I don't know that the council needs to debate it. I see what the level of effort, and if it's all about efficiencies and you're up for it, I'd say just go for it.
Well, I just wanted to let you know that we had had this conversation.
Yeah.
Here,
yeah, I don't think it's really the council has to debate that, but if the city manager is interested in it,
share the
information and just kind of
come
back to us with some ideas. If
the
nexus
for Councilor Martin is the new language in the AFSCME contract, because some of this evaluation might result in, is there a more efficient way to do something such as contracting out? Now we have that ability in the contract to do that. It kind of opens up that door.
Right.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I see.
Right. That's why I brought it up.
And when do we have to negotiate a contract again soon?
Well,
this is a three-year contract, but we're already almost halfway through the first
part of
the
contract.
Almost 1 year through this.
I think, you know, we also have to be careful how we do this, because we don't want them to think, well, they gave us this and now we're going to take advantage of it.
So the timing of it, I mean, they were already very skeptical about why we wanted this in the first place. So my recommendation
would be
cooling
off period.
Cooling off.
Yeah,
and any pilot or project work, you know, not be tied to any positions or reduction, which I know is not your
intention. But I do think we need kind of a let it sit for a while and just kind of, cool off a little bit.
And to answer your question, we'll be going to back to police bargaining in January. So. Hopefully, I need to get something in before the year's over. Hopefully, though, the last 2 years between the two different unions has paid off, and we won't be going through such pulling of teeth to get things.
But I really
things
also
are cleaned up.
I really also want to reiterate that we did some hard work with this contract, you know. So I am anticipating that the next time we go through this contract, it will be much easier. You know, we really got restored a lot of rights of the city to kind of manage the, you know, the workforce the way we need it to be managed, give us that kind of flexibility. So this was a hard one.
Yeah.
So I don't want you to think that I'm not interested. I'm all for efficiency. So I think it's a great idea. I really do. So I'm not trying to block you in any way.
Well, I've got some. If you want to, maybe if you learn more about it, you'll get a better picture of it.
I have a good sense of what you've said so far anyway, and it makes sense.
I've got a book on applying this to public institutions, you know, to cities.
Good.
So, you know, I just wanted one clarification. Rich, you know, I know you voted against Mark. One of the things that Russ and I in particular faced when we came in here was you advisory board members that were placed before we got on council, a month before we got on council, we have no say in it, who interviewed very badly but were friends with the previous council and had relationships. And so one of the things that Russ and I said is that we would not do this. We would look at the quality of the interview, the quality of the candidate, and we would try and bring new people in and give new people opportunities instead of rotating the same ones around because they were friends. And so this, you know, I think is worth bearing in mind that you have to look at each candidate individually, not is this a friend of mine, because it's not something you do for friends. It's something you do for the city. So I just wanted to make that comment so you understood where we were coming from maybe a little bit.
You need to understand where I'm coming from. It has nothing to do with friends. I'm not friends with Ken. I know his political background. I don't socialize with him outside of work. I had his perspective because I thought he's a good citizen. He understands the city. He knows budgets. And
but he
met
did
our requirements. So that's it. The end
he
of
did
the discussion.
A really bad interview. So
that's your perspective. I appreciate that. I respect it. But it's not because of friends. That's not the deal.
Okay.
All right. With that, we are adjourned. Thank you.